Blog Talk Radio.
Ms. Severs, how did you feel when the verdict came in? I'll be right back. Thanks for showing up. Let's hang out. Let's have a good time and do what we do. You know what I'm saying? Rehab with Leaf, man. That's what we do on Sundays. Check out and get your rehab on. All right. Rehab with Leaf with Harrell. It's going down, Harrell. We'll talk to you in a minute.
It's going down for real. By limousines, my touch say it's the Midas. We the plush on man of minus. My team blowing on that slam, make you cough, that's bronchitis. Put your hands up, it's a stick up, no more makeup. Get that ass on the floor, ladies, put your lipstick up. Double entendre, double entendre. Why you hating? I get money, then I double up tundra.
I know you can't meditate.
Everybody, Harrell here. I'm taking care of some stuff, man. I'll be with you in a minute. I just got a lot to do because I'm solo tonight. Hang out, hang loose. What up? Oh, not hump day. Rehab. We got some rehab going on. All right, check you out in a minute.
Because you know I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass,
bass.
Yeah, it's pretty clear, I ain't no size two, but I can shake it, like I'm supposed to do. Cause I got that boom, boom that all the boys chase, and all the right junk in all the right places. I see the magazine, working out Photoshop, we know that shit ain't real, come on now make it stop. If you got beauty, beauty, just raise them up, cause every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mama, she told me, don't worry about your size. She says, boys like a little more booty to hold at night. And no, I won't be no six figure silicone Barbie doll. So if that's what you're into, then go ahead and move along. Because you know I'm all about that bass. About that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass. Hey, I'm bringing booty back. Go ahead and tell them skinny bitches that. No, I'm just playing. I know y'all think you're fat, but I'm here to tell you every inch of you is perfect from the bottom to the top. Yeah, my mom.
devil. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no devil. I'm all about that bass, about that bass.
Yo, 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 are you out there? Man, I thought I just broke my computer. It just hit the floor from, man, like in my hands to the floor and drop. It was making all kinds of weird noises. Wow, that was crazy. I don't even know if you got me out there, you know? I don't know. Man, it was making some weird noise. Man, that was crazy. So how y'all doing out there, man? How you doing? I'm going to I'm going to play a couple more songs just so I can get my stuff dialed, and I'll figure out if this thing's working. Is this thing on? Is this thing working? Harrell here, Rehab with Leaf. Let's do this.
Ready for action, nip it in the bud, we never relaxing. Outcast is everlasting, not clashing, not at all. But see, my went to do a little acting. Now that's for anyone asking, give me one and pass them. Drip, drip, drop, there goes an orgasm. Now you coming out the side of your face, be tapping right into your memory bank. Thanks. So click at the ticket, let's see your seatbelt fastened. Trunk rattling, like 2 minutes in the back seat wrestling. Speaker box vibrate the tag, make it sound like aluminum cans in a bag. But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS bass? But I know y'all wanted that 808, can you feel that BASS bass?
Hallelujah, 'cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you. 'Cause Uptown Funk don't give it to you.
What up? I keep saying hump day. It's not hump day. It's only Sunday, man. We're far from hump day. That's when our week half over, all right? This is just getting us started. This is Rehab with Leaf, with Terrell. Leaf's not in tonight. Not feeling too good. He called and said he can't make it. So it's just me and you, man. That's what we do sometimes, you know what I mean? A lot of the time, actually. Anyways, I'm reading here, you know. How was your week? Let's start with that, man. My week was good. It was good. Some busier crap at work. Usually this is my slow time of the year, you know, after the holidays and people aren't spending money, but work is jamming right now, jamming. I've been so busy. And then today I got to go go-karting. I went to the kart track till about 1. It started raining, but man, I'm starting to get it. You know, it's starting to click. I'm getting fast. I'm going to race and I want you guys to come out and support me. That'd be awesome. If you have sponsors out there that want to support me, I'd love that too. All right. It sucks because I'm in this class of karts where I'm not the fastest kart around. There's this four-stroke class, and they're like 65-mile-an-hour karts. You know what I mean? They haul. But there's karts that do 120. You know, one guy's doing 82 miles an hour down the straightaway, and it's got a kink in it. If it had the kink out of it, he'd be doing 100. So there's an 80-mile-an-hour straightaway on this thing if you're on a shifter. So it's kind of intimidating. These shifters come by me going, rap, 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 rap. But I just got to remember I'm in a different class, you know? I'm in a different class of kart, so... Anyways, great, great time today. That's All-Star Karting out there in Prairie City. They're just awesome out there. I cannot believe the owners are just so cool. They're all about supporting you, you know what I mean? So if you ever want to go karting, go to All-Star Karting. You can rent go-karts there. You can call me. I have an extra go-kart. We can go ripping. Whatever you want to do, man, that's what we do, all right? Tonight, I think we'll talk about the weather a little bit. It's dumping out there, raining. We'll talk about El Nino, okay? We've had El Nino for a while here. I was reading about the drought. And they've only been recording records since like 1890-something or 18... Shoot, I don't know. I lost it. But it's like 1840 or something like that. You know what I mean? It's not that long. Well, actually, America's not that long. Let's talk about that for a second. How old are we? We're only a couple hundred years old. You know what I'm saying? people, like foreigners say, well, history, American history, what are you going to study? You know what I mean? You're going to go through it in a week because we're not that old, you know? Wyatt Earp was shooting fools. I think he died in like 1937 in San Francisco. So, I mean, that's not that long ago, right? I mean, we're almost, that's less than 100 years ago, Wyatt Earp was shooting people. I mean, what? It's not, we're not that old of a country, but we still kick it, all right? And we'll kick yours if you mess with us, so don't mess with Americans. 1895 even. So it's only been going, we've only been keeping track since 1895, all right? And when we had all that drought, we had the hottest, we've set some records for the hottest years on record, all right? January through May in 2014 was the hottest string of months in that since the 1895, according to the National Climatic Data Center. This year was the third consecutive below normal water year, with 77% in an extreme drought and 33% considered to be an exceptional drought, according to the National Drought Migration Mitigation Center. All right. So we've been hating it. We really have. I mean, we've been, here's some of the precipitation totals as of June 29th from this was last year. Los Angeles had 6 inches. All right, that's it. They're 41% of average. Sacramento had 10 inches, 51. So we had half of the rain that we used to have, which isn't that bad to me. It's not that, you know, it doesn't seem that bad. But, I mean, 10 inches of rain, I guess, all year, that's only 10 feet of snow. Inches, foot, you know. San Diego, 5 inches. Wow. So, I mean, but there's the rain down there anyways. And El Nino offers hope of a wet year in Southern California. A moderate or weak event could mean another dry winter in 2014. Now we're in 16, so this is old. This is 2014. So, I mean, we're definitely not dry down there now. You know what I mean? We're flooding everywhere. It's on right now. It is on. We are getting wet. We need it. Excuse me. But anyways, I was trying to find what was the worst drought ever. And I think we just had it, man, is what it is. 29% chance and rainfall will also be critically dry. Okay, so they called it. I mean, now what they say for 16? We're going to have to look that up. But anyways, man, call in tonight, all right? Tell me how your week was. How about that? We've already got a couple listeners here that called in. They just like to listen on their phones, and they call in, and I put them in a room, man, over here. We've got these little chat rooms. I just put them in there. It's all good. They can listen. They can do whatever they want. One girl's putting up Christmas lights. She called in. I said, what are you up to? She said, I'm putting up Christmas lights for my kid. I said, what? You're putting up Christmas lights for your kid? I said, wait a minute. Are you a little early or are you a little late? I'm not sure. A little late or a lot early. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, call in 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. Call me. Call me Harrell. Call me an idiot. Call me whatever you want. But just call me, all right? Make a request. We might have some songs on here. I've been plugging away on getting these songs back. As you know, if you've been listening, we lost all of our downloaded songs. I mean, we had over, I don't even know how many. I really don't know. A bunch, man. I spent a lot of time on it. And it's all gone. That's what we do. It's all gone now. But whatever. We're not scared. Right? It's what we do sometimes. We lose stuff, man. It's crazy. But, all right, we're going to get back to some music. We'll figure this night out. I'm having a slow go at it. I just kind of caught off guard. I got called an hour before the show saying I'm not going to make it. So, we're going to do our best here, and that's all we can do, right? So, Rehab with Leaf. Rehab without Leaf. How about that? Rehab without Leaf. And we got Harrell in the house. All right. Thanks for hanging out. Love you guys, man. Without you guys, we got nothing. All right, so thanks for hanging out with me. We'll be right back. We're going to play a couple songs, and we will figure this thing out. All right.
So she told me to come over and I took that trip. And then Viewing you all night, scratches all down my back to but you rock so good, I'm on top of it when I dream. I'm doing you all night, crashes all down my back. You keep me right on, you keep me right on. You're crazy, but I like the way you rock me.
To be.
Tell me what you want.
I want a brand new house. cheetah, a credit card that's got no limit, and a big black chain with a bedroom in it. Gonna join the Mile High Club at 37,000 feet.
Been done that.
I want a new tour bus full of old guitars. My star on Hollywood Boulevard. Somewhere between Cher and James Dean is fine for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. Good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I wanna be great like Elvis without the tassels. Hire eight bodyguards that love to beat up assholes. Sign a couple autographs so I can eat my meals for free. I'm gonna dress my ass with the latest fashion. Get a front door key to the Playboy Mansion. Gonna date a centerfold that loves to blow my money for me.
So how you gonna do it?
I'm gonna trade this life for fortune and fame. I'd even cut my hair and change my name. Cause we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop buses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. Well, I'll stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars and the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with the bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. I'm gonna sing those songs that offend the senses. Gonna pop my pills from a pet dispenser. Get washed up singers writing all my songs. Let's sing them every night so I don't get them wrong. Well, we all just wanna be big rock stars and live in hilltop houses driving 15 cars. The girls come easy and the drugs come cheap. We'll all stay skinny cause we just won't eat. And we'll hang out in the coolest bars in the VIP with the movie stars. Every good gold digger's gonna wind up there. Every playboy bunny with a bleached blonde hair. And we'll hide out in the private rooms with the latest dictionary of today's zoo zoo. They'll get you anything with that evil smile. Everybody's got a drug dealer on speed dial. Well, hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star. Hey, hey, I wanna be a rock star.
Who don't want to be a rock star? You know what I'm saying? Hey, hey, I want to be a rock star. I mean, what? It's what you want to do, right? Anyways, how you guys doing? Rehab with Leaf, Rehab without Leaf. Hey, I'm checking it out here, the El Nino for this year. I'm trying to do all this on my phone, and it's really being gay. Anyways, it says California drought. The snowpack well above normal in the Sierra. Okay, that's for this year. In the Sierra, it's early November 2015. After 4 years of drought, California desperately needed the snowpack. Two storms in November have brought snow to the Sierra Nevada, marking a rapid start to the wet, snowy season for California, Nevada, and other parts of Western United States. But it will take much more of the same to make a dent in California's historic four-year drought. I mean, they say historic, but man, you guys, I grew up in Tahoe, and I mean, I don't know if you've been to South Shore, but when you pull into South Shore and you just get to the lake, the water's like right there, right, in Tahoe. Well, I've seen it where, I'm not even kidding, there was a couple hundred yards, 300 yards maybe, three football fields, easy, out to the water. I mean, it was sand. It was crazy. It was wild. So I've seen it pretty bad, you know. I mean, they say historic, and I don't know. I mean, it's bad. And then they say it's all good. But check this out. I talked to my boy. Everyone's like, oh, this huge storm or this huge winter is going on. I said, well, bro, how much snow is in your yard? And he said, 8 inches. I was like, what? 8 inches? I'm used to 8 feet in my front yard up there. You know what I'm saying? He said 8 inches. And I was like, you're kidding me, right? And I go, what's all the hubbub about? And he's like, I don't know. You know, my buddy Scott, I call him Champ. Champ's like, I don't know why everyone's all freaking out because there's no snow at all. You know, I mean, the year before I moved down, like 5-6 years ago, even, man, there was, you couldn't even see his house, my boy's house. You'd drive by and it was, the banks were that tall. You know what I mean? It's just, people get all excited over nothing, I think is what it is. I just lost my page. Here we go. So anyways, it's well above normal, blah, 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 blah. Reno Tahoe Airport recorded 4.2 inches of snow November 9th and 10th, including a daily record 2.4 inches on the 9th, and over a foot blanketed over some areas. And so that's in Reno, you know what I mean? It doesn't really snow there a ton, and they got records there. They're breaking records. But given the long-term nature of the drought in much of the far west, only scattered areas of improvement were noted. All right, so they're just saying a few spots had some good stuff, all right? Still, with many ski resorts opening early, earthen plan in California and Nevada after 4 years of drought, the snow in the Sierras is a welcome sign. Of course it is. Them snow resorts are hurting, you know, they're hurting. If there ain't no snow, people aren't coming up. If there's too much snow, people aren't coming up, you know. The drought monitor reported that moderate to heavy precipitation fell on Sierra Nevada, northwestern California, western sections of Washington and Oregon, northern sections of the Rockies and Intermountain West, scattered areas from western Colorado to central Arizona and a few other isolated spots. Other locations received little, if any. So, I mean, it's not like we're just getting plowed. But on the other hand, man, I remember years where we weren't getting nothing. The drought years, you know, where I was talking when it was the drought, and, you know, like it was. And, man, Colorado was getting pounded. Every storm would go hit us, boom, right around us, meet back up. And Colorado was getting like record snowfall. We had nothing. All right, nothing. When I was a kid, I remember going, running on the side of the road in Myers, all right, and on the snowbanks and looking down at buses. I was looking down at buses. That's how big the snowbanks were, man. They were huge, huge, huge. So, I mean, we're talking, that was like 82, 83. I think I was in sixth grade or something. Our whole town shut down for a week. 50 caved in. Spooner caved in, Luther caved in, everything caved in. Every road to Tahoe was out. When it gets like that, there is no bread, there is no milk, there is no nothing in them stores. People buy it up. We lost the gas main, the power was out, so there was no heat. Only way you had anything is if you had propane. All right, if you had electric heater or you had a power, I mean, nothing. I mean, the only thing that was nothing. You had nothing. So everyone was freezing, pipes were busting. It was brutal, all right? It was brutal. 92% is in severe drought. 70% is extreme. Blah, 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 blah. There was a slight decrease in exceptional drought, 9.3% in Nevada, but the state remained 73% in severe drought and 32% in extreme drought. The drought monitor intensity levels are abnormally dry, moderate, severe, extreme. This is stupid. All right, I'm over this drought thing. I'm better off just talking about it by myself. Anyways, yeah, man. I mean, we're having a decent. We're getting some weather, but don't get all excited like we're going to be out of this drought and this and that, because this ain't nothing. It ain't shit. It ain't nothing, really. I mean, we got a little bit of weather. It's nice. It's crummy today because it started raining on me. Whatever. I got some laps in. So, what do you guys think, man? Tell me what you think. 929-477-1660. 929-477-1660. I'll open up the chat room right now as we speak, since I haven't, and let you know that's what we're doing. And hopefully you guys would log into the chat room too, man. People do it all the time. It's not that hard. If you're scared, don't be, because it's easy. All right? I don't know how to do it, but I don't have to. I work here, man. All right? Anyways. Let's get back to some music, I guess. I am going to have to figure something out here. What do you guys want to hear? You guys got any, I mean, nothing? Oh, okay, you want to hear some Nine Inch Nails. All right, that's what we'll do then. Rehab Without Leaf. with Harrell. What up on a Sunday? Let's get through this together. All right, here we go. I just got a notification on Facebook. A buddy of mine, Rise Entertainment, they have an event tonight. A bunch of bands, man. Rat Damage, Pink Bandana, Severance Package, Cell Block, Los Nuevos, Valiant Steed at the Colony in Sacramento. That's Stockton Boulevard, all right? If you got nothing going on, go over to the Colony, all right? Check it out. It's my buddy's new gig. He's been doing it for a minute, actually. And they got beer and they got wine. They don't have no booze. But, hey, you know what? They got it going on. I'll tell you that. It's a nice little venue. It's over at the it says cheap drinks and killer food at the Cafe Colonial. All you interested in coming should come out in a few hours. We have this show at both venues tonight. So come out. So they've got one next door. They got a big shop next door and a little shop the next door to that. I mean, they got it. It's really cool. It's a really cool setup they got over there. $7 to get in. It's all ages. It starts at 8 o'clock. You know what I'm saying? So get over there, man. Get over there and have some fun. Let's go check out Rat Damage and Pink Bandanas and Severance Package Cell Block. All right. or severance package, then cell block. You know, if you're not doing nothing, I'm going to go. I think I'm going to get out of here and I'm going to head over there. Here's an up and coming show. That's for this one. Yeah, I guess this is it. So go check it out. All right. There's that little fox in our studio that Leaf put on our. Oh, man. And the boss just came in, the owner of the studio, and just gave me some food. What's up with that? Man, I got a good around here. I'll tell you what. I love this studio. It's going to be sad when we leave Blog Talk.
Whatever.
See, there she is. All right. Anyways, back to this. Man, it just looks good. She made some good stuff there. It's a crock pot thing or something. I don't know. But let's check this out, all right? Go to that show. We'll check it out. All right.
We are, we are. Do you know the nation? We are.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again.
Damn. No, all the planes we flew, good things we've been through, then I'll be standing right here talking to you about another path. I know we love to hit the road and laugh, but something told me that it wouldn't last. Had to switch up, look at things different, see the bigger picture. Those were the days, hard work forever pays. Now I see you in a better place. See you in a better place.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you gon' be with me for the last ride.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way,
yeah, we came a long way
from where we began.
You know, we started.
Oh, I'll tell you all about it. When I see you again,
first you both go out your way and the vibe is feeling strong and what's small turn to a friendship turn to a bond and that bond will never be broken, the love will never get lost. And when brotherhood comes first, and the line will never be crossed. Established it on our own when that line had to be drawn. And that line is what we reach, so remember me when I'm gone.
How can we not talk about family when family's all that we got? Everything I went through, you were standing there by my side. And now you're gonna be with me for the last ride.
Don't let the light guide your way. Yeah. And every road you take will always lead you home. Oh, it's been a long day without you, my friend. And I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, I'll tell you all about it when I see you again. When I see you again. When I see you again.
My angel, that's how you should be treated. Though you never get the loving that you needed.
Yeah.
Could have left, but I call and you heeded. Begged and I pleaded, mission completed. And I said that I and I the program. Not the type to mess around with your emotion.
Yeah.
But the feeling that I have for you is so strong. Been together so long and this could never be wrong.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps you are to me. Baby, shorty, you're my angel. You're my darling.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Say, girl, I surrender.
Thanks for giving me your love.
Girl, inside of my behavior, well, you are my savior.
You must be sent from up above.
And you appear to me so tender. Well, girl, I surrender.
So thanks for giving me your love.
All of this one big party when you're still young. And who's gonna have your back when it's all done? It's all good when you live to have pure fun. Can't be a fool, son, what about the long run?
Yeah.
Looking back, shawty, always I mention. Tell me not giving her much attention.
Yeah.
She was there through my incarceration. I wanna show the nation my appreciation.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peeps, you are to me.
Shorty, you're my angel. Hey, you know what, you guys? I hate to bust your bubble, but we're going to get out of here early tonight. We're going to head over to that show. We're going to do something, you know what I'm saying? Stay dry out there. Thanks for tuning in. Sorry, tonight was kind of whacked out. It's Rehab with Leaf, you know? It's always whacked out. It's what we do. Anyways, Wednesday, hump day with Harrell. We're talking about relationships, how to keep your dude happy, how to keep your lady happy, all right? I'm not telling you, we're looking it up, all right? Like I told you guys before, me, we'd be dust because I suck at relationships. I hate that I suck at it, but, you know, I'm learning too. That's why we do this stuff, all right? But stay dry, and, man, we'll see you Wednesday. Enjoy your week. We'll get make it to hump day. Then you got me again. And buy yourself a boat, all right? Because you might need it tonight. Thanks for tuning in, you guys. You guys rock.
I ain't rich, one of you. But I damn sure wanna be. Working like a dog all day ain't working for me. I wish I had a rich uncle that'd kick the bucket. And I was sitting on a pile like Warren Buffett. I know everybody says money can't buy happiness, but it can buy me a boat. It can buy me a truck to pull it. You can buy me a Yeti 110 out down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. They call me redneck, white trash, and blue collar. But I could change all that if I had a couple $1 million. I keep hearing that money is the root of all evil, and you can't fit a camel through the eye of a needle. I'm sure that's probably true, but it still sounds pretty cool. Cause it could buy me a boat. It could buy me a truck to pull. It can buy me a Yeti 110 out down with some silver bullets. Yeah. So, but it can buy me a boat.
flow. Down on the water with a beer, I hear the Powerball Lotto is sitting on a 100 mil. Well, that'll buy me a brand new rod and reel. And it can buy me a bone. It could buy me a truck to pull it. It could buy me a Yeti 110 ass down with some silver bullets. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, but it can buy me a boat. Yeah, and I know what they say, money can't buy everything. Well, maybe so, it can buy me a boat. Yeah, it can buy me a boat.
Great record. Great record. Well, that'll get me dead. Why you guys are